Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Rolling into a Monday, shaking ourselves out of the bed. All the dogs are up. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Here, boy.
I don't know what they're barking at.
Is there more deer in the backyard, perhaps?
Possibly. I do have to give fair warning. Our pal Mark is coming back today.
Oh, I'm thinking, yeah, Mark Lawrence, he's right up the hall. No, Mark is a contractor guy.
Contractor Mark.
This is going to be a good show.
Squeezing in the master bedroom window replacement today.
Right before Christmas.
Heck yeah, Merry Christmas to me and Kito.
The house. And all through the house, the dogs were stirring.
Oh, yes.
Because of contractor Mark.
There's going to be some hustle and bustling here between now and about 7:15. I have to move some furniture and do some stuff, and then we have to corral the puppies.
Okay.
The cats have already been corralled.
Now, if you were with us earlier in the year, folks, during this COVID year of 2020, contractor Mark spent most of the time in the basement replacing the windows, so the dogs weren't, like, really upset. But now you're inviting him into the house. That's the deal.
Into the home. Into the home he comes today.
Oh, God.
I don't know if they're starting outside or inside, but 1, 2, 3, 4 windows are being replaced today.
Yes!
And
during the show!
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, this is going to be great, friends. What did they used to say in the old days of radio? Don't touch that dial. This is going to be great radio.
Yeah. All right. So the dogs are going to have to be corralled, but Mark will be coming on in, and he'll be working back in the bedroom. I just have to wake up Keith before he gets here. So
yeah,
there's that.
You should probably do that. Yeah,
I know. I already was like, hey, buddy, you have like 40 more minutes until you have to get up.
I don't think I'd want to be laying in bed when a contractor come walking in my bedroom. Hey,
no.
Bud, what's up? Don't you have a job? It's like, who are you? Get out of here. Anyway.
Yeah, so they should be arriving about 7:30 this morning.
All right, stand by for that. The entertainment never stops here with Tom and Laura. How was your weekend, by the way?
It was wonderful. We got the Christmas tree.
Yes. Yes.
Ate some pizza with my parents, and that's it.
Wow. I traveled to the hyphenated city of WB.
How's Mama Morganzo?
Mama wanted the nativity scene on the front porch.
Of course she did.
My brother and I arrived at a set time and went down in the basement, dug up Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, as we say.
Wonderful.
And about 100 extension cords, and away we went for our yearly pilgrimage to the front porch. Except this year, she still had the patio furniture out there.
Like,
what? Like, Mom.
It's a little chilly for the patio.
Do you want the Blessed Trinity sitting in chairs this year? What's going on? She was like, yeah. Didn't get around to that yet. I was like, all right, we got it. So that was that. And she said in this COVID year, she was far behind. And actually, I thought we were early, but everybody on her street has their lights up yet except her. So she was embarrassed.
Okay. So she needed it to happen. Good job.
You know how it is in the coal region. Yeah. Put your lights up, put your nativity scene on the porch, and put the lawn chairs out in front so nobody steals your parking space during a snowstorm. That's what you do. You're in the coal region.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
So, yeah. So that was my... And I did some actual retail Christmas shopping.
Oh.
This weekend, which was fun because, believe it or not, the stores were not that crowded.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So it was comfortable. Everybody was socially distanced. Nice big fat stickers on the floor to stay 6 feet away. And the checkout lines were very well organized. Everybody was spraying and sanitizing and squirting their hands and everything else. Strange year it has been, but everything was fine.
Wonderful. Cool.
Right. We inch that much closer to Christmas. It's the 7th of December already.
I know. I kind of can't believe it. I also need to decorate that tree that I got over the weekend. So there's that.
Okay. There's that. We're going to take care of that. And we're going to start the winning this morning with our good friends in downtown Lewisburg. So stand by for that. If you
Yay.
Haven't started your shopping, how about a $25 gift card from somebody, huh?
That sounds like a plan. We always get the hookup from downtown Ellen.
Yes, downtown Ellen and downtown Lynn are partners at in downtown Lewisburg. The merchants are great there. So we're going to be doing that this morning. We'll talk about that. A late night soundbite from Jimmy Fallon, who says we're all getting a Christmas present this year from Congress. They're going to decriminalize marijuana. And weird.
Sorry.
And a true life elf story. It's all coming up this morning. Plus, Contractor Mark.
In the master bedroom this time, instead of the basement.
It's Tom and Laura.
In the morning, 94KX.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Your chance to win with the merchants of downtown Lewisburg coming up. Laura, today we got All-Star Bagels Antiques 221, The Art of Living, and Black Dog Jewelers all in one day. Boom!
That's a lot.
Yeah. I'm excited. So you could win with Tom and Laura in the morning and then win on Facebook throughout the day with Chad Evans, Mark Stevens as well. That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
The movie Elf. Remember the scene where Buddy meets his dad? I mean,
yes.
I can't believe there's people in this world that have never seen this movie. But in case you didn't see it, Buddy meets his dad, and his dad thinks it's just some kind of elfogram at the door or something like that.
Are you going to sing a song or something, or can I just go back to work?
A song? Yeah. I'm here with my dad.
With my dad.
And we never met. And he wants me to sing him a song. And I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you,
Daddy.
And guess what? I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Wow. That was weird.
Well, imagine, Laura, if it really happened. It actually happened. Last week, a guy in Maine who was adopted as a kid recently tracked down his biological father, and they met for the first time over Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
When he dressed like Buddy the Elf and picked up his dad at the airport.
Did he plan out their whole first day like Buddy the Elf did? Where he's like, first, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then to finish, we'll snuggle.
Yes. I don't know if that happened, but imagine.
I hope it did.
Imagine someone dressed like Buddy the Elf picking you up at the airport and then announcing that, yeah, dad thing.
It's the season, and who better to greet your dad, your long-lost dad, then Buddy the Elf.
He attracted a crowd, and they loved him. Go get him, they said. Go get him.
Go get him. That's amazing.
I was adopted, but you never knew I was born.
I'm
you found me, and you're here.
That is
That's
amazing.
Fantastic.
It is. And you know what? Buddy the Elf, we'll call the guy. His biological dad had never seen the movie, so he didn't understand any of what was going on.
He was like, why is my just recently discovered grown
son.
Biological son dressed like an elf in the middle of an airport?
Exactly. So I wonder, like you said, after this shock, I wonder if they went on to eat the cookie dough and snuggle.
I hope that they did, particularly the snuggling. That would be nice.
Yes. News is next. We want you to discover downtown Lewisburg. We've got a $25 gift card for you to win instantly, and you qualify to win a huge $250 shopping spree in downtown Lewisburg just for winning instantly with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What caller do we take, Laura?
I say we take caller number 4 bright and early this morning to win. Which gift certificate is it, Tom?
Let's do that. Since it's so early in the morning, let's do the All-Star Bagels right away.
I knew it. The bagels, they're so good.
Yummy.
So good.
You heard
caller number
man.
4 right now on the Ford Fun Line to win with downtown Lewisburg, Tom and Laura, and of course, 94KX.
Super exciting show this morning. Tom and Laura in the morning and contractor Mark showing up at the house next hour. You think you could get him to talk on the radio? Wouldn't that be great?
Probably. Actually, hold on. Let me look.
Any truck in the driveway yet? Dogs will be stern.
No. Although I did just wake the husband and I said they tend to come early, so we need to get moving.
Just warning.
You know what? I have an extra headset.
You actually think, all right, I just wanted him to talk on the radio. You're going to give him a headset and a microphone? That's hilarious.
I'm actually disappointed that it's not a Flashback Friday because Mark has some super quality Flashback Friday requests typically.
Yes, remember
and
that?
And the 3 days that he spent in the basement, like I could hear him singing along with AC/DC. It was fantastic.
Well, you know, we'll take it one step at a time. If he talks on the air, he gets a little treat, a little reward. He gets the request.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, just like the okay. dogs, you know. We'll do that. This is going to be great. So that's coming up next hour. Stand by. People, you just got to be part of this. Also on the way, and maybe we should let Central PA think about this. There's a TikTok video going around. Some lady is telling everybody they've been putting their Christmas tree lights on wrong for centuries.
By going around the tree, like wrapping them. You know, around the tree. Apparently, that's wrong. You should start at the bottom and go up and down
and
repeat. And then if you stick your tree in the corner, you don't have to fill the back.
See, I totally disagree with this lady. She kind of got me ticked off. TikTok. What do you call it when you're watching TikTok and you get mad? TikTok?
You're TikToked off, I guess.
I guess something like that.
Here's the thing. My tree is in front of my front window, so I decorate all 360.
Exactly.
Like, I go all the way around with ornaments and everything. Now, the vertical trend, though, makes a little bit of sense because by doing it vertically, it kind of sits closer to the tips of the branches as opposed to being shoved inside, so then you get maximum sparkle.
I knew you'd come up with a positive spin because I totally disagree with this lady. You can still go around the tree, put the lights at the tip, hide the wires. I am a master at this. I got 4 Christmas trees up in my house.
And
a real one's coming this week. So I'll have 5.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
I got my outside tree.
Yes, I saw it on social media.
I got my little miniature like Charlie Brown Christmas tree. It is on my porch. He's beautiful.
Oh, so when you say outside tree, you mean you're keeping it out there? Not your outside tree that you brought in the
house? I have the inside tree and the outside tree.
Yay!
Now this season.
All right.
I forgot.
So what do we do? Let's ask Central PA, like, how do you put your lights on your tree? Let's just ask them.
Also, I feel like I want to see pictures of people's Christmas trees.
Well,
share
we do,
them with us.
We do have that Christmas light thing going on, too, so don't confuse the two. But yes, show us your tree if you want.
Show us your tree, and then I want to know how you hang your lights. Like, there's a zigzag method, a vertical method, this wraparound method, and TikTok is telling me that I've been doing it wrong for my entire life.
And then there's the drunk Uncle Larry method, and you don't want to go there. So,
That involves in the Christmas tree falling over, so we're going to avoid that this morning.
Yes, and sometimes Uncle Larry falls over before the tree. So we want to know how you put your lights on, because I think this lady is just like a little arrogant. And I was like, no, I'm not putting my lights on that way.
She talks about how she used to be a professional Christmas tree decorator.
Yeah, I'm looking at her now. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. How do you light your Christmas tree? 94KX Facebook, let us know. Yeah, the holidays getting closer and closer. Your chance to win with Downtown Lewisburg Merchants coming up again this morning with Tom and Laura in the morning. Yeah, we've got, 2 every morning? And then other chances to win via social media with Chad Evans and Mark Stevens for the next 2 weeks. And then we give away a big shopping spree. You'd love that. I know you would.
Indeed, I would. I love shopping in Downtown Lewisburg.
Well, I would have to hold you back in Retro.
Yes. Also Wilson Ross.
Morning, Connie.
Also, yeah. All the places.
There you go. Here's a great Christmas gift idea. Oh, wait. You can't get one. Another shortage. You know how much I love CBS Sunday Morning on TV Sunday morning. It's a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call me. You can't walk in my house. Nothing. I'm watching it. 2 weeks ago, they interviewed George Clooney. And they asked him how he was doing during the pandemic, and he went on in detail about how he cuts his own hair with the Flowbee. Remember the Flowbee from the 80s?
Oh, my gosh.
And the reporter was totally blown away. She was like, no, you don't. He said, yes, I do. I bought a Flowbee back in the 80s.
No way.
And she goes, your hair right now looks marvelous. You cut it with a Flowbee? And he said, yeah, I cut my own hair with my Flowbee. Well, since then, Flowbees have exploded. Like, you can't find them. Now, if you remember it, I should dig up the old commercial. They had a jingle and everything. It was a hair trimmer vacuum cleaner that you ran across your head, and it actually sucked the hair out of your head after cutting it. That's a Flashback Friday item, isn't it?
It really is.
Well, last week, I guess this thing has gotten out of control. Last week, Clooney was on Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel, and they used one, like, because nobody believes.
What?
Nobody believes that Clooney actually uses one.
So the holidays are full of tradition.
Oops, wait. Listen to this. It's just weird and hilarious.
Talk me through this, because I've not used
it. Oh, you've used one.
No, I haven't used it. You know what? I couldn't hook it up to the vacuum cleaner.
It's a little bit long, this extension, so it's not going to do you that much.
Is it too long?
Nah, it's too long, but you turn this on, the vacuum on.
Yeah.
You turn the buzzer on. Okay. And you go to town.
They're doing their hair with a Flowbee.
You do it that fast?
Huh?
I said, you do it that fast?
Can't hear you on Flowbee.
And now Flowbee has announced that it's going to be 2 to 4 weeks before you can order one because they're sold out. They're completely sold out.
Listen, that's the Clooney effect. I mean, George Clooney has a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah, he does. Everything's beautiful about that man. I wish I was him.
He just gets better with age. Ugh.
So if there is what you are calling the Clooney effect, Laura, is there a Tom and Laura effect? Can we bring back Light Bright? Or can we bring back, I don't know, the snow cone
machine? I
don't
know if we have the sway that George Clooney has. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're right. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. How do you put your Christmas tree lights on? Oh, I don't know. I'm confused. No, I thought it was simple until TikTok lady showed up. Today's Facebook topic, Laura's on it. What do you got?
Most people seem to wrap their Christmas tree lights around, but a bunch of people are commenting, wow, that looks so much easier.
Ooh. Interesting point, because sometimes wrapping them around involves a ladder and you got to keep repositioning and going around the other side. And like you had mentioned earlier, maybe the backside is against your window, so you don't want to fall off the ladder and go out the window. I think it's worth it, but you said some people said the vertical might be
easier. Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing, dare I say it? Tomorrow's a try it Tuesday, and I did not put the lights on my tree yet.
Oh my goodness, what a great idea.
Should I try it?
Facebook Live. Ideally, it would be great if you had two trees side by side, but no, we're not going to put you through that. But so what? You usually wrap, right?
Yes, I usually wrap, but it says that you start at the bottom and then you go up and down. So maybe I set up my phone on the tripod and we try it.
I like it. You'll start vertical then, and if you like it, you stay that way? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, why not?
Because you already know how it is to swirl, wrap around, whatever we want to call it.
Well, and that kind of needs two people. So I wonder if the vertical method is easier if you're doing it by yourself.
Oh, so Little Miss TikTok here that's gone viral saying vertical's better. She might actually be right, and here I am busting her chops.
Yeah, I don't know, because in the video that she posted, she's putting up the lights alone.
Yes.
Whereas the wrap method, the husband and I always typically end up like passing it back and forth.
Yes. Yeah. It's fun. But if you're alone, yeah, maybe the vertical way. This is a great idea. I think you should go with it.
Okay. I mean, we can.
In the meantime.
Everybody can see my Christmas tree. I'm not going to have time to decorate it tonight, so tomorrow was the night anyway.
Oh, okay, good. So, people, you'll get to see Laura's Christmas tree naked. No, the tree will be naked.
I know, she is naked.
And then she'll try the vertical method. In the meantime, keep going to our Facebook page and tell us what you do. And like Laura said earlier this morning, maybe even send us a picture of your complete tree, and we'd like to look at it.
I would love to see all of the beautifully decorated Christmas trees throughout Central PA.
Me too. Movie Mike on the way in just a few with the entertainment report, including the loss of David Lander. If you don't know the name, he was Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley. Passed away, and we thought we'd give you a little Squiggy. He was always known for his entrance.
There is no reason on earth why Prince Charming cannot walk through our front door.
Hello.
Cheryl, believe me, I am not sick, and there is nothing in this place that will make me sick.
Hello, girls.
Who knows who will show up this year?
I know, the same people who show up every year. People I didn't want to see then, people I don't want to see now, and people I don't ever want to see again.
Hello.
Nothing can depress me once I put my mind to it.
Hello.
There's better guys. Handsome, rich guys with class.
Hello.
Squiggy will be missed.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
David Lander, the actor who played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley, died on Friday due to complications from multiple sclerosis, his wife told TMZ. He was 73 years old. Lander was diagnosed with MS in 1984, shortly after he wrapped filming for Laverne and Shirley, but he didn't reveal his diagnosis until 1999. He went on to be an MS activist and was named an ambassador for the National MS Society in 2000. Aside from Laverne and Shirley, Lander also appeared in films like Steven Spielberg's 1941 and Robert Zemeckis' Used Cars with Kurt Russell. A talented voice actor, he also lent his voice to Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Tom and Jerry the Movie, and The Iron Giant. David Lander dead at the age of 73. Warner Brothers announced Friday that all the movies on its 2021 release schedule will hit HBO Max the same day they hit theaters. They'll be available on the streaming service for no extra charge, but only for 31 days. That's 17 films in all, including some very big titles, Godzilla vs. Kong, The Matrix 4, The Suicide Squad, Dune, and Space Jam, A New Legacy among them. Warner Brothers says they're trying to guarantee as many movies as possible for the global theatrical marketplace, and they don't think it'll hurt theater attendance because where theaters are open, a lot of people will choose to go to the theater for big movies. And speaking of movie theaters, as far as the box office this weekend, The Croods: A New Age held onto the top spot for a second week with $4.4 million. The comedy Half-Brothers opened in second place with $720,000. Freaky was third with $460,000. The new romantic drama All My Life had a very dismal opening in fourth place with $350,000. The War with Grandpa rounds out the top five with $329,000. Those are your entertainment stories for today. I'll see you again on Friday.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Going to the movies. That's another topic altogether. News is coming up next. Tom and Laura in the morning. We'll check on our contractor situation at the house. Yes! I'm excited about this.
And listen, new windows are happening, friend.
That's right.
It's a big day in the good household.
And it's always a good household.
It is. I see what you did there. Look at that.
Also coming up next hour, what's more important, Motley Crue hot sauce or a candle that smells like Drake?
Ew. You know what? I saw that advertised on Hulu last night, the candle that smells like Drake.
Yeah.
And then SNL did a bit about it.
Yeah.
And it was pretty hilarious.
All coming up after news.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Jamming on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning. You like hot sauce and all that stuff, right, Laura?
I do. I love sriracha. I put it on everything.
How about your husband, Keitho? Does he like it too?
He likes stuff hotter than me.
So he goes for the extra hot sauce, huh? Wow.
He makes his own sometimes.
I just can't do that. I don't understand how people eat stuff that burns their mouth, makes them numb, and then they call it good. I don't know.
It's not numbing. It's more like, see, I like a tangy, sort of vinegary-based hot sauce.
Okay.
So...
how about Screaming at the Devil, though, or whatever it's called? Motley Crue has launched a new line of its own hot sauce.
I probably like it.
The limited edition Crue, spelled just like Motley Crue, Crue hot sauce is available for $75 for Christmas gift giving. And it includes six hot sauces, all at different levels.
Nice.
All right, the lightest is called Home Sweet Home Mango Pepper.
Oh, see, I bet it has a sweetness to it that would make that hot sauce pretty good.
Yeah, and the hottest is called Shout at the Devil Extra Hot. Listen to people trying it.
Oh, my God, that's so hot.
I think I singed my eyebrow with that.
Golly, boy. I can't even speak. My mouth is actually numb.
Kickstart my hot sauce?
I love it.
Let's take 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
They're actual people trying the sauce put to a parody. Kickstart my hot sauce.
I'm already on Google. I think Keith needs it for Christmas.
You're only about 15 minutes away from winning again this morning with Tom and Laura and so downtown Lewisburg.
So much winning.
Is that our official jingle now?
It is.
Okay. Your chance so to win a $25 gift certificate.
Today.
Hey, Lewisburg all the way.
Lewisburg giveaway.
Your next chance to win with Antiques 221, which is a brand new store in downtown Lewisburg. It's Antiques at 221 Market, to be exact.
I've never visited that one, Tom.
Oh, it's beautiful. I was there 2 weeks ago, I think. But yes, it's great, and it's right on Market. So easy name. Look it up. I'm looking at the website right now.
Wonderful.
Antiques at 221 Market. Now, you'll win instantly in about 15 minutes and qualify to win that big $250 shopping spree. And that comes up later on this month. You mentioned that you had done some Christmas shopping. I've done some as well.
A tiny bit. Not too much Christmas shopping yet. I'm going to procrastinate this year, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well. Like, I'm just going to wait.
All right. If you are shopping and you're going out today, friends, make sure you stop by your local Target for some of Santa's chocolate-covered junk.
What?
Google this right now, Laura. Right now.
Okay. I'm going. Go.
Target's dipped chocolate sandwich cookies are all the rage now, all over the internet. Because if you look carefully at the chocolate covered Santa cookie, his boots don't look much like boots.
Yeah. Okay. It's a package of three cookies, and that is some questionable design. Wow. At the bottom.
Yeah, the two boots on the bottom cookie, a three-pack, like Laura said, they're chocolate-covered boots, but they look rather phallic, okay? So I got to go and get some of these and pass them out to my buds, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Santa has a big old pair of boots. That's all I'm saying. Wow.
Let's go shopping. A shopping escapade, if you will, in downtown Lewisburg.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What caller do we take, Laura?
We're going to take a quick caller number one right now at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is Lucky Caller One.
Yay.
Who's on the Ford Fun Line?
This is Tammy.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sunbury.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. And for you, a $25 gift card from Antiques 221. That's at 221 Market Street in Lewisburg. Plus, you're qualified to win that big $250 shopping spree Laura and I will give away Friday, December 18th. All right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Are you done with your Christmas shopping yet?
Oh, no. Not even close.
Me either. I'm with you. Our earlier winner this morning says, yeah, I'm all done and everything's wrapped. I tried to hire her.
No kidding.
Yeah. Anyway, well, good luck with the rest of your hustle and bustle, and you're a winner.
Thank you.
Woke up. Tom and Laura in the morning.
In the morning.
I'm just getting started. 94.
94KX.
Stay with us all day long. Your chance to win and shop at downtown Lewisburg still to come. Congrats to our winners this morning. You just heard Tammy Vosch from Coltmont at work in Sunbury, and Andrea Gemberling from Middleburg called in from work very early this morning. Still some chances to win via Facebook, so log on to our Facebook page and check that out. Because
you have to make sure that you like and follow us, and then if you want to be extra and you want to make sure that you can get in all of this winning, you can click that follow first so that all of the 94KX stuff pops up on your news feed right at the very top, and you never miss an opportunity to win, especially this time of year.
Yeah, you could win with Chad Evans coming up next. He's got a gift certificate from the Art of Living. Coming up later, Mark Stevens with a Black Dog Jewelers gift card for you as well.
They have such pretty jewelry.
And you qualify for that grand prize coming up later on this month with Tom and Laura. Oh, tis the season to be jolly. Or tis the season to chop holes in your house. I could hear the power tools.
Can you? They're grinding something out of the wall back there. That's the thing. The house is brick. So these things are like set in the brick. And it's very sturdy and very well built. But the single pane glass has got to go.
Yeah, it's got to go. Tom Morgan here in the studio, Laura at home, and through this whole pandemic, Laura's been getting her house remodeled, and the guys are back. So, do you see them getting it done today, or is this going to be a more than a day thing?
I think that it probably will be done today. Maybe a tiny bit tomorrow, not sure yet.
Okay.
But I'm told it is a one-day job.
Oh, okay. We'll keep you posted on that. Was hoping to get one of the guys to sing or dance or do something on the air, but
Jeff and Jack are pretty much, they're to business.
Yeah,
so
they're getting right to
it. Let them keep using those grinders back there.
Hats off. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. What do you got for us?
You know what? That story inspired me so much earlier about the guy who found his dad just in time for Christmas, just like Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, if you weren't with us early this morning, a man actually got himself a Buddy the Elf outfit, stood in the airport, waited for his natural dad, who he had never met before, to get off the plane. And when he did, he went to his dad and sang the Buddy the Elf song, which was great.
We're 7 days into this, you know, sort of countdown to Christmas. Mm-hmm. And yesterday was the Feast of St. Nicholas. So it was Santa Claus Day, basically.
Yeah.
December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So today, December 7th, I encourage everyone for the rest of this week to treat every day like Christmas.
Didn't Buddy say that?
Indeed, he did.
Buddy the Elf has the thought for the day today?
Yeah, and you know what? I have like a whole slew of them for the rest of the week.
So it's, once again, treat every day, huh?
Treat every day like Christmas.
Perfect. Chad Evans is next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.